Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, July 5th, 2018. And with me today, Kelly Gumont. How's it going, Kelly?
It's going well, Jeff. How about you?
It's going well. So glad you're here. And John Martellaro, I'm really happy you are here. How are you?
I am happy that you are happy. Good morning.
You know, it's like a big happy fest here right now. And I'm glad the timing worked out so both of you could be on today. I mean, you're usually on with me on Wednesdays, and we didn't get to record yesterday. So here we are. Anyhow, let's talk about Netflix. Yeah, so here's the deal. There's a report out that Netflix has started doing some testing in certain markets, like Italy is one of those markets, where they're trying out a new tier, subscription tier, that comes in above premium. And the premium tier right now gives you HD video, four screens that you can you can stream to four devices simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And those are the two really big features that set it apart from the standard and the basic tiers.
You said HD video. Did you mean 4K video?
I meant 4K video. Well, except I'm pretty sure Netflix calls it HD. Hold on. Let me take a look.
Don't they call it like HD and Ultra HD? And I know, John, but isn't that like what the call out is in the feature list when they were in the comparing plan
section? Well, I seem to recall that there was a tier above the normal tier in order that you had to subscribe to get 4K video. That was the most expensive plan. I think it's $14.99 a month right now. And unless you upgrade to that highest current plan, you don't get 4K.
Okay.
The other plans include HD, which is, you know, the normal.
So I did what I should have done before the show, which is bring up Netflix's pricing page. So the basic...
And it says?
Yeah, basic, $7.99, that gets you one screen at a time. $10.99, that's a standard plan. That gets you HD and two screens. And then premium is $13.99, that gets you HD, Ultra HD, and 14. Four screens.
That's the one I was talking about, yeah.
Right. And so this...
Ding, that's correct.
Yes. I'm hoping so, because it's right off Netflix's page. Okay, so now this new Ultra plan, what it does is give you HDR video and HD audio. And will include four screens. So, and let's see, and then it'll cost $16.99. So you'll pay $3 more for the higher video and audio. And in some markets, the premium is changing. So now you only get two screens. Mm-hmm. And then standard and basic each get one screen. So
I have a theory.
Okay.
My theory is that Netflix, because of all the content they're generating and buying, they need to raise their prices again, but they just raised their prices about a year ago by a dollar or two.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a problem. They have two problems. The first problem is they need to raise their prices, but they don't want to make it seem like they're raising prices across the board in a uniform way, the way they did before, so soon. So they want to make it seem like you're getting more and they're adding another tier. The second theory I have is that they need to raise their prices, but the last place in the world you want to do it is when Apple launches its streaming TV service, I call Apple Entertainment Television. Last thing you want to do is annoy all your 30 million customers, or however you have, how many you have, at the time when Apple's competing with you. So they're getting this price increase out of the way now. And they're experimenting with different plans to see what the customer reaction is. So that's my theory.
I think your theory is totally plausible. And I think that what Netflix will find is that there's a lot of people that are going to flip their crap out mm-hmm. over this. I think there's a lot of people that are paying $13.99 a month right now for the number of screens. And that's their driving factor.
Sure, if you had a lot of kids, especially.
Yeah, and they don't want to pay $3 more to keep four screens. Mm-hmm. So I expect that Netflix is going to get a lot of pushback on this.
Yeah, there's a little bit of sticker shock here, too, because for a long time, you know, standard Netflix, when we were watching high def, was $8 a month, and then price started creeping up. And I think there's a tilt point at 20 when you suddenly realize instead of paying $8.99 a month, you're paying almost 20 a month. I think they're trying to hold the line at that, but I that's a psychological barrier.
Well, I think a lot of people had trouble going from 8 to 10. Yeah. Honestly, like I know there's a lot of people who I remember hearing that people said that they were going to, or said that they had. I don't know the accuracy of any of those statements, but I remember seeing a lot of people, like, as soon as the price was a 2-digit number, like a year ago or so, that happened, because they did the like rolling upgrade where like new users were all at $10.99 a month or something. Mm-hmm. If you were an existing user at $7.99, it was going to be that way for the next 6 months or whatever. I don't remember. And so then they were telling you like it's going to move up. And I think for a number of people, that was the thing that made them reevaluate. And I'm not entirely certain how this one is going to play out. And the reason for that is because I'm not sure how the net neutrality ruling is going to affect this. Because if Netflix is going to try to get more money for this, then, for example, I'm on Comcast, and maybe Comcast wants to set up, well, Comcast really wants me to use their own, like, on-demand and all of that nonsense, and I don't. And they may make it so that it's an extra $2 a month for me to use this new Netflix plan because I'm not allowed to stream Ultra HD video, 4K video, unless I pay more for my internet plan.
Well, they won't do it directly with the customer. They'll go through the back end with Netflix.
No, I don't think they will. I think my bill will go up $2 if I start streaming video. I think that's exactly what's going to happen because, John, it doesn't make any sense for Comcast to start caring about what their customers think of their pricing now after a long and storied history of ignoring it.
All right, so, Kelly, on this net neutrality thing and Netflix streaming, I'm going to start by saying I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but I do have this observation. Ever since net neutrality shut down, or the net neutrality protections were shut down by the FCC. I have constant streaming stalls in Netflix.
Mine has been okay. Who's your internet?
Comcast, Xfinity.
Oh, Xfinity. Yeah.
Same here. I haven't noticed
because
that, Jeff.
Yeah, because if we give it a new name, no one will remember that we're Comcast. The thing to me about this is that I'm basically waiting for, like, I knew there would be a thing that would sort of bring this into people's living rooms. I didn't know it would be literally with Netflix, but I was always under the impression that there would come a point with the net neutrality stuff like this, where Netflix is unable or unwilling to write Comcast a big enough check, and now everyone's Netflix streaming experience is crap, like you were saying yours is now. And, you know, and the only way to fix that, you know, Comcast will come a knocking and go, it's a fine streaming service you have here. Shame if something happened to it. Mm-hmm. And there's no legal recourse for Netflix to go to the government and say, this isn't fair. This is an unlawful business practice, and we want them to knock it off, because the government has given every indication that they think this is just fine.
I love your mafia language. Oh, it'd be a shame if something happened to your Netflix service.
That's exactly what's happening.
Let's go tell Vito. Vito is all really upset too. That'd be a shame.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Leave the gun, take the man in the high castle. So here's the thing. Here's what I fully expect to happen. I'm totally fine if it doesn't happen. I would love nothing more in the world than to be proven wrong on this. I'm wrong a lot, but I would really like to be wrong here. Jeff Bezos has the capability to write Comcast a big enough check to make something like this, to make Comcast look the other way on something like this for Prime Video. And I don't know if Netflix does. And maybe Netflix just doesn't want to. Netflix doesn't think it's fair. Bezos doesn't mind. So Amazon Prime is unaffected by you know, the mystery intermittent streaming issues that, like, someone like you is having, Jeff. And so everybody's Prime Video is fine. Everybody's Netflix video sucks. They go back to Netflix because it's Netflix that's broken. It's obviously not Comcast, right? So, you know, nobody stops and backtracks it that far. So they all go to Netflix and go, my streaming sucks. And Netflix says there's nothing wrong with it on our end. All of our servers are fine. Everything looks like it's operating within normal parameters. And nobody stops to go, who's your internet provider? So it's only Comcast customers, or it's only Time Warner customers, or whatever, who end up having this difficulty, you know, or, you know, AT&T with DirecTV or whatever it is, you know, like there's going to be some group of people who have this problem. They start pushing back, and it turns out that Prime doesn't have this problem. And so Prime ends up with a whole bunch of new customers because Prime Video works on my internet provider. And so, you know, let's say for the sake of argument that John has DirecTV or Time Warner or some non-Comcast thing, and Jeff and I are complaining about how we're just trying to watch the new season of Luke Cage, and it's impossible to do so because we keep getting really bad streaming errors. And John says, well, I'm watching it just fine. And it turns out John has DirecTV, you know, AT&T internet service instead of Comcast. And so Jeff and I are like, well, I don't, you know, this is a Netflix exclusive show. It's going to be hard for me to do, but it sounds like if I'm going to pay for a streaming service, the one I need to pay for is Prime Video because I know it works.
But Kelly, I'm having a hard time agreeing that there's an imminent threat to the very viability of the Netflix existence, because what you're laying out is a scenario where the very existence and business model of Netflix could be at risk. There would be mass defections, that Amazon Prime would come out swimmingly and people would cancel Netflix in such large numbers that the service would go under. Long before that happens, executives at Netflix will see the handwriting on the wall and make preparations and do whatever needs to be done behind the scenes.
Well, here's the thing, is that I absolutely believe that this is possible. How likely it is a conversation for another day. But I absolutely believe it's possible, and that's why Netflix was one of the first to come out and say that they didn't like it, because when they were new to the streaming service stuff, they would not have had an opportunity, because if there were entrenched players at the time like Prime Video or Apple Entertainment Television, those guys would have been big and would have been able to write a check to keep it so that they had unfettered access to every Comcast customer or every Time Warner customer. And Netflix, as a new company with, you know, no money and operating on funding, wasn't going to be able to have that kind of capability, which is exactly the reason the net neutrality rules were important. And I feel like this is going to end up becoming, like I said, I hope it goes differently, but I expect that something like this is going to, we're going to at least see some piece of it that starts to affect people in their everyday lives who previously were, didn't know about exactly how net neutrality affected them, or thought they knew or did know and didn't care, didn't take action, didn't do anything about it. And now all of a sudden it's going to start affecting them. So that's what I expect is going to happen, is that we're going to get partway down that road of Netflix won't write a check. And so all of a sudden it gets a lot harder to watch Netflix TV at my house on my internet.
I have a different prediction.
And it is?
Netflix is having to raise their prices because they're generating a whole lot of original content, and because they need to prepare for these extra fees. But in process of paying those fees, They're going to do a lot of technical analysis because they have the technical expertise and network expertise to diagnose exactly what's happening and bring a lawsuit against Comcast or whoever the carrier is.
But for what? Because it's not illegal anymore. This is the reason I have a problem with it.
They're going to go through the FCC's rulings and look for a legal angle. You know, Ajit Pai said that they wanted a light regulatory touch, but if somebody got out of line, they would act.
Yeah, but
I think there is a basis here for reminding the FCC that your light touch is not working, and we're filing this lawsuit.
Ajit Pai says a lot of things, John.
Well, is they're going to go through the current FCC ruling and regulations and say we're going to figure out how to make this a messy, big fuss and set a precedent for what's happening with net neutrality. And that's more likely in my mind to make a big fuss about it until something breaks.
That sounds really optimistic, Jeff. It sounds to me a little bit. It sounds a little bit to me like John is channeling his inner Kelly.
Which I do every Wednesday.
Doesn't that, like, that sounds pretty, that really sounds like something I would say. I'm not even kidding. Like, I want to believe that they're going to stand up and do the right thing and make this a big deal so that, like, because yes, that is what I want. That's not what I expect. 2016, 2017, 2018 have taught me, like, no, stop hoping for things. But this is absolutely what I expect, is like the worst possible outcome, because so far, at least in 2018, that has not disappointed me. So I'm really hoping that something like I'm hoping exactly what you described is what comes to pass. But I expect that it's probably a matter of Netflix getting two additional bucks off each person, off each account a month, or whatever it ends up being, is so that they can write Comcast a giant check so that people don't have problems like Jeff is having right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
just for being a Comcast customer.
Yeah. Now, my problem when I have my stream stall, the first thing I do is a speed test. And I have my full bandwidth that I'm paying for every single time. So, you know, it's easy for me to make the jump to saying, "Huh, that's kind of interesting that I'm experiencing this problem, and I wasn't experiencing it before the changes were made at the FCC." So, you know, they could be related. It could be just a horribly annoying coincidence. But either way, it is annoying that my Netflix stream is stalling like all the time now, multiple times in a TV show or movie. And I don't want to have to pay $16.99 a month for the privilege of having my TV shows and movies stall all the time. Yeah.
Have you complained to Netflix?
Not yet, because I'm collecting data.
Yeah,
it might be a good thing for all of us to do, is to let Netflix know what's happening and when. Keep a log, times and the shows you were watching, and then dump data to Netflix. Help them out.
Yep, because just calling them and saying my stream is crap is not going to accomplish much.
Yeah, and not to mention that, you know, it's hard for Netflix to nail down, because Netflix is only going to have a certain amount of control up to a point. Like, they're not necessarily going to be able to nail it down, you know, if the problem is somewhere in the building you live in, Jeff, or the block that you live on. Like, Netflix is only going to be able to say, like, it's going out from here 100%, everything on our end is reliable. So there's only so much they can do. You know, it's sort of like when people go to the Apple store and say, this app on my phone, you know, I'm stuck on this level in Candy Crush, like, iOS isn't the problem. So, you know, and your phone isn't the problem. So I think there's something to that. And there's the thing I always tell people when I have to call tech support is, I'm just going to hurl information at you until you tell me to stop, because here's everything I've done so far.
Yep. So I'm looking at the clock, and we're out of time.
I'm really glad we had a second topic in our pockets.
Yeah. Well, you know, you always have that second topic ready to go for just in case. Before we wrap up, though.
Just in case John and Kelly can't think of anything to say.
Right. Just in case.
Just in case.
That's such a problem.
Yeah. It is.
It's more likely one of us is just going to faint dead away at the wrongness of the other. And then we'll have to move on to another topic.
Right. So I've always got one.
Or make a Comic-Con joke that stuns you into silence.
Yes. All right. Before we go.
That was so beautiful.
I have, yes. Kelly, I have to point out that you and I were both wrong the other day.
Of course we were.
But.
I do a Westworld podcast. I'm wrong about things all the time.
Oh my. We are so going to have to have a Westworld conversation.
Oh, you know that's right.
Oh, man. So when the other day we were talking about the Captain Kirk whiskey.
Yes.
And we both pointed out that we have never, ever seen Captain Kirk drink whiskey.
And I was wrong.
Yeah. We were both wrong. Response. Star Excellent. Trek Beyond. Dr. McCoy steals a bottle of whiskey out of Chekhov's locker,
mm-hmm.
and then shares it with Captain Kirk a couple days before Captain Kirk's birthday.
So that's New Trek.
That's New Trek.
So this is Captain Kirk as in Chris Pine. This is not Captain Kirk as in the
Shat. In William T.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's... So,
do you like how I mixed the names together for that?
I did. So that's... I'm not going to say that doesn't count, but that may be why it's not a thing that I remember.
That's my guess.
I've watched the original series many, many times. I have seen every episode of the original series more times than I've seen Star Trek Beyond, even the ones I didn't watch that often. I did enjoy Star Trek Beyond. I liked it a lot. But it's not a movie I haul out and watch on the regular. It's not Empire Strikes Back, which is huge in Kelville. So I think that might be why I don't remember it. It's because it happened once recently.
We also got an email from Jeff, who says that in the Corbomite maneuver, Captain Kirk tried a bottle of Trania with Baylock. I don't know if Trania qualifies as scotch.
I don't know either. I've always assumed either, Trania is an alien alcohol drink.
Yeah, I would think if it was scotch, they'd call it scotch.
Yeah.
Which I know is weird, but that's probably why it never occurred to me. Like, it could maybe be construed that way, but it was never a thing that I thought about.
Yeah, so it's totally possible Trania is a form of whiskey, and we just don't know.
Right.
So that what I love is that we have listeners that know this stuff.
Yes, and thank you, listeners, for pointing that out.
Yeah. Anyhow, we really are out of time. So we have to wrap up. Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me on, even though it's Thursday.
Even though it's Thursday. Hey, this is how we mix it up and keep excitement in the relationship with the listeners. John.
It's Logical Wednesday.
Yeah. So what's today? Off the Hook Thursday?
Thursday, sure. Logical Wednesday.
I could get with that.
Yeah. Anyhow, John, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here, too.
And listeners, I'm so glad that you were here. And let me know what you think about this potential Netflix fourth tier. Because maybe I'm just overreacting, and we don't know if it's really going to be a thing. It's just a thing that's being tested right now. So let me know what you think. You can shoot me messages on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. You can send me emails, observations@MacObserver.com. And of course, leave comments in the show notes. I'll check all those places to see what you have to say. Thanks for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.